Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting another powerful earthquake has hit central Italy, causing injuries and damage, including the collapse of a 600-year-old cathedral. No fatalities have been reported so far. The 6.6 magnitude quake was near the town of Norcia, where the Basilica of St. Benedict still stands. Thousands were made homeless by the quake.
Ma soprattutto diamo un messaggio alle popolazioni. Noi ricostruiremo.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to rebuild houses, churches, and businesses. It was the most powerful earthquake, he says, that's hit Italy since a 6.9 magnitude quake in 1980, when thousands died. Many had already fled Norcia and surrounding areas following an August 24th quake that killed 300. Two strong aftershocks shook the area on Wednesday. Syrian State TV reports that Syrian insurgents have kept up their shelling of government-controlled areas of Aleppo, killing numerous people, including children. A tight siege has been in place since July in rebel-held eastern Aleppo, trapping nearly 275,000 civilians. The dividing lines between government-held and rebel-controlled areas often have been streets lined with deserted buildings or extended plastic sheets to mark rival turfs. Somali government troops have recaptured a village in southern Somalia after Al-Shabaab militants briefly took control of the area. The village is about 250 kilometers northwest of Mogadishu, an area where the militants and government forces have frequently fought. Meantime, people in the rural areas, towns, and villages still under full control of the militants report the mobilization of fighters preparing to recover ground in southern Somalia. This is VOA News. U.S. law enforcement officials say FBI investigators knew weeks ago that emails found in a separate probe may be related to the email case of Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, but did not reveal their discovery until Friday, just 11 days before the presidential election. The Clinton campaign and Democrats were pleased when the FBI in July said that Clinton did not violate the law when she was Secretary of State by using a private computer system for emails. Clinton has vowed to campaign on in the race against her opponent, Republican candidate Donald Trump.
So no matter what they throw at us in these last days, we're not going to back down. We're not going to get distracted. We're not going to get knocked off course, because we know how much this election matters.
Trump has spoken out often since the latest news broke about the emails, calling Clinton corrupt.
Public corruption is a grave and profound threat to a democracy. Government corruption spreads outward like a cancer and infects the operations of government itself.
Presidential election set for November the 8th, and the voter survey aggregator Real Clear Politics puts Clinton ahead of Trump by just over 4%. European Union and Canada have signed a long-delayed free trade agreement in Brussels aimed at boosting growth and trade and jobs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau signed the comprehensive and economic trade agreement along with heads of EU institutions. After the signing, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke to reporters.
Today we've signed two agreements that not only symbolize our commitment to a shared future, but also set a common project that will improve the lives of millions of Canadians and Europeans.
The new trade agreement will remove 99% of customs duties between Canada and the 28-member European bloc, linking the single EU market with Canada, the world's 10th largest economy. Pope Francis goes to Sweden today, commemorating the Protestant Reformation, when Sweden became a grim place for Catholics, many being punished by deportation or death. While in Sweden, the Pope will be joining Lutheran leaders for an ecumenical service, marking the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And Vietnam has reported its first case of microcephaly, likely linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. 4-month-old girl born with abnormally small head to a mother who was confirmed to have had the virus.
That's the latest world news from VOA.